So I want to finish out with a couple of questions on ALL, and I think that's a cancer that a lot of general medical oncologists are kind of referring out and see it from the point of view of secondarily being involved. But there are some things going on there that I think are really interesting and potentially relevant to docs who are going to be following these people in practice. And one has to do with the evolution of blinatumomab, but the other agent is inotuzumab. Can you talk a little bit about those two agents, what they are, and right now how they're being currently integrated into the care of patients with ALL?
So blinatumomab is a bispecific antibody. It works by activating the immune system. Now, we know that in ALL, the immune system is very important. So the drug goes in, binds to CD19 as well as CD3, and activates the host immune system to identify and eradicate residual disease. Blinatumomab has been found to be highly effective not only in the relapse refractory setting, but in minimal residual disease, and is now approved for the use of patients who, after standard cytotoxic chemotherapy, have measurable residual disease by PCR or by flow cytometry. And the blinatumomab is used as a measurable residual disease eraser in that setting, as well as an overt relapse. Inotuzumab is different. Inotuzumab is a standard chemotherapy agent attached to a CD22 antibody, also expressed on BALL cells. Inotuzumab has been used in the relapse refractory setting, has very high response rates, 80% in the first relapse setting, and is an agent that can continuously be given. But we think that because it's attached to a DNA damaging agent, there are side effects, and because of the conjugation effects, it also is associated with VOD. Blinatumomab and inotuzumab have changed the landscape for patients with relapse refractory disease, particularly adult patients that cannot be cured. Pediatric patients' cure rates 80, 90, 95%. In older adults, where we're seeing it more and more common, cure rates are down to 30, 40%. And many elderly individuals, similarly to elderly individuals with acute myeloid leukemia, can't tolerate cytotoxic. Where we see those drugs, we are seeing increasing use of blinatumomab to eradicate disease in combination with cytotoxic therapy in the upfront setting. There are now trials moving inotuzumab into the upfront therapy in combination with induction chemotherapy and as a consolidation chemotherapy. So using it as another chemotherapy agent in our arsenal and reserving blinatumomab for measurable residual disease, or blinatumomab and inotuzumab, can we get rid of chemotherapy completely? So there are some regimens that are taking out the cytotoxics for those older unfit patients and only giving them these two antibody drug agents to see whether that in combination with maybe low-dose chemotherapy or steroids could control disease in patients biologically without the need for high-dose chemo.